Alrighty then, let's get us started then. I would like to welcome you all to the Board of Directors meeting for Audeo Charter School Nonprofit Board, which operates Audeo Charter School 2, Audeo Charter School 3, Audeo Valley Charter School, Grossmont Secondary School, Mirrors Secondary School, and Sweetwater Secondary School. I'm Waylon Myers, Chairman of the Board, and I will facilitate the meeting. Let's take the roll first. When I call your name, please provide the group with a brief introduction for the benefit of new members and members of the public. Chris Gordon.
Chris Gordon, present, and I'm a new board member, run a company called Re3, and delighted to be with you all this morning.
Thank you, Chris. Jim Hare.
Present. This is my second meeting as a member of the board. I am president of Perrin Hall, where I've been the president for 35 years, and we've been in business for 75 years.
That's a long time, Jim.
Yes.
All right, thank you. Glad you're here. Christina Stevens.
Present. Christina Stevens, a board member, and I work for a company called Hydraulic Controls. Been there for 27 years, and currently I am the director of training and safety.
And we're so grateful to have you all. Oh, Waylon, sorry.
I got to get mine in there. So, Waylon Myers, I'm chairman of the board. I am CEO of Myers Media Group, and we do digital marketing for enterprise-sized companies. And Mary, would you like to introduce yourself and any of the staff?
Well, I think everybody knows me, and I think everybody pretty much has met the staff. So we're ready to go on.
All right. So we'll move on to 1.3, the establishment of the quorum. It looks like a quorum has been established because we've got everybody here. So I need a motion for approval on item 1.3. When I call your name, let me know if it's an aye or a nay. And Laura Brera, by the way, I should have mentioned earlier, was excused from the being present this time. She was also a board member. All right, Chris Gordon.
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Hare.
Aye.
Christina Stevens.
Christina Stevens, aye.
Waylon Myers, aye. That gives us a quorum. Moving on to section 1.4, Pledge of Allegiance. So please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. And all right, get myself to be seen. I pledge allegiance
to the flag.
To the flag.
To the flag.
United States of America. And to the Republic, which it stands. One nation under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Moving on to section 1.5, the approval of the agenda, which is on pages 1 through 3. I'm going to ask for approval of the agenda, and I need a motion for approval. Does anybody want to offer a motion for approval on the board?
This is Chris Gordon, and I motion to approve the agenda.
And I need a second for that.
This is Jim Herr, and I second that approval.
And Mary, would you like to make a recommendation about the approval?
Recommend approval.
Okay, great. We'll take a vote to confirm as I go through the list here. Chris Gordon?
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr?
Aye.
Christina Stevens?
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Waylon Myers, aye. So that's unanimous. All right, moving on to the public comment, section 2.0. Public comment for items of interest to the public and within the scope of the Audeo Charter School, Inc. board non-agenda shall be no longer than 2 minutes. Public comment for agenda items shall be no longer than 3 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time. In meetings held over Zoom, any person who wishes to make a comment on either non-agenda or agenda items shall use the raise hand feature of the Zoom on to notify the board. In accordance with the Brown Act, no discussion or action may occur at this time, but is the board's prerogative to respond or give direction to staff. All public comment will be heard at this point in the agenda as ordered below. Each agenda item being commented on will have a maximum of 20 minutes allotted, and each non-agenda item will have a maximum of 10 minutes allotted. If necessary, the board chair may equivalently decrease the time for each speaker in order to stay within the allotted maximum. So section 2.1 is the non-agenda public comment opportunity. So this is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes in total, unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Are there any public comments on items not on the agenda?
We're not aware of any, Wayland.
Okay, I don't see any hands being raised in Zoom either. Section 2.2, agenda items, public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes, unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Are there any public comments on agenda items? I don't see any hands being raised in Zoom. All right, moving on. All right, section 3.0 is the closed session. The board chairman 3.1, board chairman announcement regarding closed session items. We will now move to closed session to address the following items. And that will be 3.2.1, a conference with a labor negotiator, and 3.2.1.1, unrepresented employee. All right, so I think that is Angela moving us to a private chat room, and then we'll be back.
I think there's a little sign at the bottom that says leave, and that's what we're supposed to click.
Wayland,
don't click that because that'll close the meeting out.
Wayland, please announce the time of the meeting that we're going on to the closed session.
Okay, sounds good. We are moving to closed session at 9:36 a.m.
We're back. I see Wayland, I see Chris, I see Jim.
Yep, we're back. Somehow it muted me there. All right, so 4.0, return to open session. We were now 4.1 to report on any actions taken. We are resuming the ocean session, this open session now at 9:54 a.m. And I can report that no action was taken in the closed session. We're now going to be moving on to administrative items. 5.0, administrative items. And then 5.1 is first consider approval of the 2022-2023 one-time augmentation pay to executive director, equivalent to 4% of the annual base salary. All other terms of current employment agreement remain unchanged. Mary, is there a report for item 5.1, or do you have a recommendation for
5.1? No, I have a recommendation for approval, and just a reminder that Lynn and I are not receiving that raise, and any senior leader has to have board approval. That's why this is on there.
Okay, thank you very much. Do I have a motion for approval of item 5.1?
This is Chris Gordon, and I have a motion to approve item 5.1.
And do I have a second?
This is Jim Herr, and I second that motion.
All right, we will take then a vote via roll call here. Chris Gordon, your vote?
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr, your vote?
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens, your vote?
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Wayland Myers, chairman, and my vote is aye, so that is a unanimous approval. Moving on to 5.2, consider approval of 2022-2023 one-time augmentation pay for all current monthly salaried and hourly employees, excluding the president and CEO, chief business officer, and executive director. One-time augmentation pay is equivalent to 4% of the annual base salary for monthly salaried employees and 4% of the annual earnable compensation for current hourly employees. Mary, is there a report on this item, or do you have a recommendation?
Yes, I'd like to say just a few words. As you know, we have salary scales, but we're also very conscious of a performance-based recognition. And we feel that this is a very prudent way of recognizing all staff at all levels for the real commitment, I mean commitment, that they have in regard to our students. As you know, we are primarily an academic school, and we will remain that. In fact, there'll be a policy coming forward in June, reminding everybody that we are strictly academic. It's what we do. We take the kids where they're at, and we go from there to help them catch up and or advance themselves if they wish. So our staff has done a wonderful, wonderful job. I won't burn up a lot of time, but Tim, can you share just a little bit about the wonderful comments that we just had for Grossmont and the Sweetwater visit from the CDE and our WASC visitation Just real quickly, can you just share some of the stellar comments?
Yeah, last month we had an accreditation visit. Mirus was part of that visit at Santa Ynez Corp. And we received very high recommendation for, we'll find out the final accreditation term after the commission meeting in June, but they were just blown away. They said that the schools are just amazing. They're doing great work for students. This is how you should run a independent study, non-classroom-based program. Just focus on the kids and the academic results. All of our schools perform at the top level in the counties in which they're located for the dashboard alternative school status. Many of our schools are the top performing in a variety of categories, from chronic absenteeism, state testing, to participation and variety of categories. So the WAS team was great. The last week was a visit, 4-day visit from the CDE, California Department of Education. And we had the consultant that is our oversight for Grossmont Sudmar Secondary School. And after the visit, she used words like stellar, exceptional, wonderful, just had a whole list of great things to say about the schools, and really no areas for improvement on her part. She just thought we were doing great work. So everyone was very prepared. Staff did a great job getting ready for both visits. And thank you to the board members that were involved in those visits as well. Laura and Wayland participated on both visits. So thank you.
You're welcome. And I have to add that she was really impressed. She told me some great stories about how happy parents were. She was impressed with all of the staff. She was impressed with everything so much that it really came through in our interview, and it was a pleasant time talking to her. And I was very proud of the entire system and everything you've built, Mary, and everything you're running, Tim and Lynn and everyone. It's really impressive.
And I would like to remind you that the way we are structured is that at our core, at our center, are the kids and their families. It's the classroom. The classroom, we have a bunch of people that are working on the instructional part, but we have lots and lots of people that surround it in terms of the corporation and the all the departments that make it possible for the classroom to do what they do. So our augmentation is for everyone throughout the organization, because all of them, no matter what they're doing, are doing their part for the kids. And so I recommend approval.
Excellent. Do I have a motion for approval of item 5.2?
This is Jim Herr, and I recommend passing of item 5.2.
And can I get a second for that motion?
This is Chris Gordon, and I second that motion.
All right, we'll take our vote via roll call. Chris Gordon, your vote?
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr?
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens?
Christina Stevens, aye.
Waylon Myers, aye. And I'm very proud to say that that is passed, 5.2, passed unanimously.
And I'd like to thank you on behalf of the staff. I know they very much appreciate the fact that you appreciate them. Thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, section 5.3, consider approval of resolution approving restated amended articles of incorporation. You'll find the information on that pages 4-8 in your thing. This is about the renaming of the schools. Lynn, is there a report on item 5.3? Or Mary, is there anything you'd like to add? Or have
Go ahead, Lynn. Go ahead with that. Thank you, Waylon. This is will effectuate the name of the Odeo Charter School Corporation to Alto Schools, Southern California. And when we submit, it will also, we are anticipating to change the name of the schools as well. And when we submit the charter renewal petition for Sweetwater Secondary School, Grossmont Secondary School, Mir Secondary School, and of course the Palm Desert Resource Centers has to be cured for geographic restrictions. So we will submit a new charter petition for that school as well. And the name change will be for Grossmont Secondary School. It will be Alto Schools East County. Sweetwater Secondary School will be Alto Schools South Bay. Mir Secondary School will be Alto Schools Mir Secondary School. And the Palm Desert Resource Centers will be named Alto Schools Coachella Valley. Thank you.
As you can see, we are we have marketing in mind. It is a clarification. The redundancy of Audeo was not our doing, but it ended up confusing people out there. Confused me, so I know it confused people out there. So that's one of the things we're trying to remediate. Also, in terms of marketing, it helps people to understand that Alta Schools has all these different regions. The Coachella Valley, we named it Coachella Valley and East County and South Bay to allow for growth if that's something we consider in the future. So we're very pleased with this solution, and you'll be approving it before the other corporation, because we're going to be submitting the documents that Lynn is talking about very, very soon. We can't do that without board approval. So I recommend approval.
All right, excellent. Do I have a motion for approval of item 5.3?
This is Jim Herr, and I recommend a motion to pass item 5.3.
And do I have a second?
This is Chris Gordon, and I second that motion.
Excellent. Let's take our vote. Chris Gordon, your vote?
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr?
Jim Herr, aye.
And Christina Stevens?
Christina Stevens, aye.
Waylon Myers, I also vote aye. That passes unanimously. All right, moving on to section 5.4, consider approval of resolution approving amended bylaws. That'll be on page 9 through 24 in your packet. Lynn, is there a report for item 5.4?
Yes, thank you, Waylon. It's a quick one. It's just to, the bylaws is being amended basically to effectuate the change in the name of the corporation.
All right, and Mary, anything you'd like to add or recommend?
No, that's fine.
Can I have a motion for approval of item 5.4?
This is Jim Herr, and I recommend passing item 5.4.
And do I have a second for that motion?
Chris Gordon, and I second that motion for approval.
Great. Let's take our vote via roll. Chris Gordon, your vote?
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr?
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens?
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Waylon Myers is aye. So that passes unanimously. All right, moving on to the next section, 6.0, action items. Action items for Audeo Charter School 2. 6.1.1, consider approval of the dashboard alternative school status, that's DASS application. The information is on pages 25 through 36 in your packet. Tim, is there a report on 6.1.1?
Yes, every 3 years, our schools have to reapply for special designation by the California Department of Education, the Dashboard Alternative School Status, the DAS application. What this recognizes is that 70% or more of our student population fall within a variety of high-risk categories. High-risk meaning not on track to graduate or having different issues that have come upon enrollment. So in your board packet are the applications for Audeo Charter School 2 specifically. Their DAS percentage is 80.7%, so they're well above the 70% threshold. So after part of the process with the CDE is for board approval, then we'll submit the application to the CDE for final sign off for the next 3 years. And what that does is allow us to have our metrics with the state accountability program tailored to our student population. Thank you.
Excellent. And Mary, is there anything you'd like to add or a recommendation?
No, just recommend. These all have to be done separately by school.
Correct.
So that's kind of a lickety-split thing, but you know, I recommend approval of all of them.
All right. Excellent. Then do I have a motion for approval of item 6.1.1?
This is Jim Herr, and I recommend passing item 6.1.1.
All right. Do I have a second to that motion?
Chris Gordon, I second the motion.
Great, and we'll take our vote via roll. Chris Gordon, your vote?
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr?
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens?
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Waylon Myers, aye as well. So 6.1.1 passes. Moving on to 6.1.2, review of the April revised operational budget assumptions for fiscal year 2022 through 2023. And consider approval of the April revised operation.
Is that right? 6.2 is consideration of the dashboard alternative.
1.2. I'm at 6.1.2. Is that okay?
Yes.
Yes. If I said that wrong, my apologies.
No, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. I'm sorry.
No problem. 6.1.2, review the April revised operational budget assumptions for the fiscal year 2022 through 2023 and consider approval of the April revised operational budget for fiscal year 2022-2023. It's on pages 37 through 49 of the packet. Lynn, is there a report for item 6.1.2?
Yes, thank you, Wayla. The April revised operational budget for Odeo Charter School 2, this revision incorporates the actual P2 ADA generated by the school, which is 256, as well as to incorporate the 4% augmentation pay, which is equivalent to $151,578. And this amount is inclusive of the fixed charges. Thank you.
All right, excellent. Mary, would you like to make any recommendations or additions to that?
Recommend approval.
Okay. Do I have a motion for approval of item 6.1.2?
This is Jim Herr, and I recommend passing item 6.1.2.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Chris Gordon, I second that motion.
All right, time to take the vote. Chris Gordon, your vote.
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr?
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens?
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Waylon Myers votes aye as well, so that approves 6.1.2. Moving on to 6.2, action items for Grossmont Secondary School. 6.2.1, consider approval of the DAS application. That's on pages 50 through 61. Tim, is there a report for that one?
6. Yes, similar to the Odeo Charter School 2, the application is submitted for Grossmont for board approval. The percentage is 79.7%, so they're also well above the 70% threshold for the application. Thank you.
All right, do I have a motion for approval of item 6.2.1?
This is Jim Herr, and I recommend passing item 6.2.1.
Can I get a second?
Chris Gordon, I second.
All right, excellent. Let's take the vote. Chris Gordon, your vote?
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr?
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens?
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Waylon Myers votes aye as well. That approves 6.2.1. Moving on to 6.2.2. Review the April revised operational budget assumptions for fiscal year 2022-2023 and consider approval of the April revised operational budget for fiscal year 2022-2023 on pages 62 to 72 in the packet. Lynn, is there a report for 6.2.2?
Yes, thank you. The revisions for the April revised operational budget for Grossmont Secondary School incorporates the actual P2 ABA generated by the school, which is 277 ABA. And a 4% augmentation pay equivalent to $93,435, including fixed charge. Thank you.
All right, excellent. And Mary, if you would like to make a comment on any of these things, please go ahead and do that. Otherwise, I can move on to asking for a motion.
Yes, no, I recommend approval on all of them. So please
just. Okay, let's just take that then and move forward then. Can I have a motion for approval of item 6.2.2?
This is Jim Herr, and I recommend passing item 6.2.2.
All right, and a second?
Chris Gordon, I second the motion.
All right, thank you, sir. Moving on to the vote by roll. Chris Gordon, your vote.
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr?
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens?
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Waylon Myers votes aye. So that is a unanimous approval of 6.2.2. 6.3, action items for Miris Secondary School. 6.3.1, consider approval of the dashboard alternative school status application. That's on 73 to 84 in your packet. Tim, is there a report on that?
Yes, Miris is also well above the threshold of 70%. They're at 90.2% for DOS status. So they're, once board approves, we'll submit the application. Thank you.
All right, wonderful. Do I have a motion for approval of item 6.3.1?
This is Jim Herr, and I recommend passing item 6.3.1.
All right. And do I have a second for that motion?
Chris Gordon, and I second the motion.
Excellent. Let's take the vote. Chris Gordon, your vote?
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr?
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens?
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Waylon Myers votes aye as well. That passes 6.3.1 unanimously. Now to 6.3.2, review of the April revised operational budget assumptions for fiscal year 2022 through 2023, and consider approval of the April revised operational budget for fiscal year 2022-2023. That's on pages 85 to 95 in the packet. Lynn, is there a report for 6.3.2?
Yes, thank you, Wayla. Mira Secondary School generate P280A, the actual P280A is 293, and the 4% augmentation pay Premier Secondary School is $97,127, inclusive of the total fixed charges. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do I have a motion for approval of item 6.3.2?
This is Jim Herr, and I recommend passing item 6.3.2.
And do I have a second for that motion?
Chris Gordon, I second the motion.
All right, let's take the vote. Chris Gordon, your vote.
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr.
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens.
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Waylon Myers votes aye. So that's unanimous approval for item 6.3.2. Moving on to 6.4, action items for Sweetwater Secondary School. 6.4.1, consider approval of the DAS application for 96-107. Tim, is there a report for 6.4.1?
Yes, this is the last school that needs to reapply for the three-year term. Sweetwater Secondary School is at 71.8% DAS status, so they do meet the threshold and will submit the application.
Excellent. Do I have a motion for approval of item 6.4.1?
This is Jim Herr, and I recommend passing item 6.4.1.
And do I have a second for that motion?
Chris Gordon, I second the motion.
Excellent. Let's take the vote. Chris Gordon.
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr.
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens.
Christina Stevens, aye.
Waylon Myers votes aye. So item 6.4.1 passes unanimously. Moving on to 6.4.2, review the April revised operational budget assumptions fiscal year 2022 to 2023, and consider approval of the April revised operational budget fiscal year 2022 to 2023. As shown on pages 108 to 118 in your packet. Lynn, is there a report for this item?
Yes, thank you, Wayla. The operational budget revisions incorporate the actual P280A generated by Sweetwater Secondary School, which is 388 ADA. Also, the 4% augmentation pay. Augmentation pay for the school is $104,220, including fixed charges. Thank you.
Excellent. Much appreciate that. Do I have a motion for approval of item 6.4.2?
This is Jim Herr, and I recommend passing item 6.4.2.
Do I have a second for that motion?
Chris Gordon, I second that motion.
All right, let's take the vote. Chris Gordon, your vote.
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr.
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens.
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Waylon Myers votes aye. We have unanimous approval for 6.4.2. Item 6.5, action items for Adeo Charter School 3. 6.5.1 is review April revised operational budget assumptions fiscal year 2022 to 2023, then consider approval of the April revised operational budget fiscal year 2022 to 2023, as shown on pages 119 to 130 in the packet. Lynn, is there a report for this item?
Yes, thank you, Waylon. The operational budget is being revised to incorporate the actual P280A generated by Adeo Charter School 3, which is 128, as well as to include the 4% augmentation pay amounting to $42,349. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Do I have a motion for approval of item 6.5.1?
This is Jim Herr, and I make a motion to recommend passing item 6.5.1.
Excellent. Do I have a second for that motion?
Chris Gordon, I second the motion.
Thank you, gentlemen. And Ken, let's take a vote. Chris Gordon, your vote.
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr.
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens.
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Waylon Myers also votes aye, so 6.5.1 passes unanimously. Moving to item 6.6, action items for Adeo Valley Charter School. 6.6.1, is review the April revised operational budget assumptions fiscal year 2022 to 2023 and consider approval of the April revised operational budget for fiscal year 2022 to 2023, as shown on pages 131 to 141 of the packet. Lynn, is there a report for this item?
Yes, thank you. The operational budget revisions incorporate the actual P2ADA generated by O'Day Valley Charter School, which is 248 ADA, as well as to include the 4% augmentation pay amounting to $64,266, inclusive of the fixed charges. Thank you.
Great. All right. Do I have a motion for approval of item 6.6.1?
This is Jim Hura. I make a motion to approve item 6.6.1.
Great. Can I get a second for that motion?
Chris Gordon, I second the motion.
Okay. Let's take our vote. Chris Gordon?
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Hur?
Jim Hur, aye.
Christina Stevens?
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Waylon Myers votes aye. That's unanimous approval for 6.6.1. All right, moving on to the next section. Getting into the end here, folks. Section 7.0, board comments and announcements. So from time to time, each board member may have topics of interest that they would like to share with the community. These are informational in nature and do not require action. Are there any further comments or announcements from the board?
This is Chris Gordon. Just quickly, congratulations on all of the amazing feedback that you received on the hard work you're doing. Not surprising, but impressive every time. So well done and receive it. Incredible work that you all are doing, especially through such a perilous few years that we just came through. So well done.
I could not be more in agreement with that. It's such an amazing group to watch, and always makes me want to aspire to improve my own company as best I possibly can, because you guys are incredible. And you're really helping a lot of kids. I know many of them personally. It's good stuff. Anybody else? All righty. Moving to section 8.0, the adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
This is Jim Hur, and I would make a motion, recommend a motion to adjourn.
Great. Can I have a second for that motion?
Chris Gordon, and I second the motion.
All right, let's roll, take our vote. Chris Gordon?
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Hare?
Jim Hur, aye.
Christina Stevens?
Christina Stevens, aye.
Waylon Myers votes aye. So we are officially adjourned at 10:28 a.m.
Thank you all. Thank you, Christina, for fitting
in. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you all.
Enjoy your conference, Christina.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.